This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. You know, this, what I'm telling you about the election and everything coming up, this is a gut feeling, and I always trust my gut feelings. Litigators and trial attorneys tend to do that. When things don't make sense or add up, but you don't have a smoking gun, you start nosing around with questioning and investigating to see if your hunch pans out. Now, I don't have any proof that the recent COVID-19 infections of the president and the first lady, several Republican senators, and people working on his campaign and in his administration are truly random events or something planned, but it doesn't pass that random cluster of infections smell test. Trump is a relatively healthy man. I kind of wish I was as healthy as he is, and he's about 15 years older than I am. He has boundless energy and all this other stuff. He was in it. He caught the bug at the debate, right? Well, Joe Biden was at the debate, who in the Biden campaign caught this. I know y'all are thinking this, you probably spent the weekend texting people about your suspicions. This virus appears to have targeted Republicans only and left the Democrats unscathed. The Democrats are trying to characterize this as a Rose Garden or debate super spreader. Even though plenty of Democrats and Biden supporters were at the debate and interacted with Republicans after the Amy Coney Barrett ceremony, they argue that as avid wearers of the mask, they are shielded from Republicans bearing COVID. Well, I hate to tell you this, but if masks were ironclad, we'd all be immune. You can still catch COVID-19 despite wearing masks and hand washing and social distancing. And these are just preventative measures. They minimize risk. You can't eliminate risk. But in a town as small as Washington, D.C., only Republicans took the hit. Now then comes the timing. Timing, too. Key Republicans fell ill after the Barrett announcement, the debate, and Comey's really underwhelming testimony. And now we are full-blown into October, the final leg of the campaign. We have Radcliffe's damning evidence that Obama, Comey, and Brennan were aware of Hillary Clinton's intent to frame Trump of colluding with Russia, and suddenly Andy McCabe cannot do a Zoom appearance in the Senate under the pretext of fearing for his family's safety from contracting COVID. Schumer, on cue, demands the cancellation of the Barrett hearings, all or part of which can be done remotely to prevent COVID spread. Moreover, Hayden Biden comes out of seclusion and hops on more planes in the last few days, flying to Michigan and Florida than he has flown for most of September, when he only made a few local appearances in Delaware and Pennsylvania. Flew to Cleveland for the debate, called lids on half of the days in September, and did a post-debate lame train tour where he interacted with few supporters. Yet Donald Trump, who up until contracting the Wu flu, was doing back-to-back rallies in battleground states with overwhelming support from adoring audiences in the thousands, and suddenly he suddenly relegated to Biden-style videos, seclusion, and waving from cars. Trump is really gregarious, and he really likes to interact with people, so he's sort of caged now. But you would think that Biden, at his age and with his vulnerabilities, would be even more cautious and reluctant to travel and interact with voters in the last weeks of the campaign, especially after a potentially close encounter with the virus during the debates and seeing that the president caught it. And yet, as soon as Trump is sidelined, Biden's hopping on planes without a care in the world. Finally, we have the fact that the most protected man in the universe, who has insisted on serving and interacting with the people despite the pandemic, refused to hover in an isolated bunker and managed to escape infection for 7 months, suddenly gets a direct hit once again in the final weeks of his campaign. Interrupting the one thing the Biden campaign cannot generate, which is a succession of popular rallies. We know the transmission could have resulted from a lapse in procedure because, you know, those who protect and interact with the president are only human. But in an administration where enemies are constantly undermining the president, it doesn't strain an iota of credulity to wonder if those same nefarious forces didn't weaponize the virus and directly expose the president to it, or use someone like Hope Hicks as a COVID bullet. And let's think about this just for a second. Okay? They tried to impeach and remove him. They tried to force him to resign. They tried to discredit him. They undermined his accomplishments. They embarrass and ridicule him. They wished him dead umpteen times. They've threatened his life. They've been clear they don't care about his family or his health. Why not use the virus to try to get some sort of advantage? While a security detail is adept at thwarting plots that involve cars and guns and planes and bombs and other visible weapons, there's a lot of ways virus can find its way to our president and other administration officials. And somehow, in pinpoint precision, after 7 months, it did. A month before the election, as he was ramping up his very successful airport hangar rallies, it's almost too perfect to be mere happenstance. With a little contact tracing and sleuthing, I might not be surprised to find out this was an arrow in someone's quiver as they tried to bring out this little doozy of an October surprise. I put nothing past the left. You should put nothing past the left. If you do not kowtow to the left, there's no way to appease them. The people that are on the left cannot appease the elite. They don't get this, but they can't. They will have to revolt against the elite, which they have, you know, this is historically. The leftist elite, they are on thinner ice than me and you are. Because you and I know they want us dead. Right? This sort of feels to me like something was weaponized against the president now. And, you know, we hear a lot of talk about when they're trying to ban guns, that they're weapons of mass destruction. Well, a virus, let me backtrack. A weapon of mass destruction is indiscriminatory. When it goes off, it doesn't just hit the ones you want it to hit. It hits everybody that's around it when it goes off. It is indiscriminatory. So it will take out friend or foe, depending on what's, you know, the proximity. And typically, a virus, you would think of it in terms of a weapon of mass destruction. Simply no way to dodge it. And yet somehow since the debate, which they have traced it back to the debate, only the Republicans came up positive. No Democrats did. Either that or they are lying. But, you know, I don't know what would happen if Joe Biden were to pass away due to coronavirus or something. Not something I wish upon him, but what I'm saying is it wouldn't do for them to lose him right now. So I presume they're not lying about his health. You know, it's just one of those things that I think about sometimes that make me go, Because we're dealing with the left. Put nothing past them. Put nothing past them because they are absolutely, it's like the president says, they're horrible people. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I would have known, cause I didn't goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I care to thank my pops for the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. There's a bizarre claim blowing around on the internet. Came out of an article. I think Dean wrote it, Dean Weingarten. He wrote it about Lynn Woods, Kyle Rittenhouse's attorney suing the Biden campaign for labeling him a white supremacist. Christian Programmer wrote, "Wow, bro, you glossed right over Rittenhouse's murder of an unarmed man at distance." And I thought about that, because here we go again with the unarmed man trope. Because this is the thing about the unarmed man. I am, and listen, I'm not... It may be that Joseph Rosenbaum did not have a visible weapon in his hand when he attacked Kyle Rittenhouse. And that in and of itself is irrelevant. He was shot at very close range while he was lunging to grab Kyle's rifle. After showing himself to be out of control, threatening, and pursuing a fleeing Rittenhouse across a parking lot at the head of a number of pursuers. Joseph Rosenbaum was a very troubled young fellow. He'd already shown himself to be emotionally unstable to the point of violence. He had approached visibly armed men and dared them to shoot him, yelling at them with loud shouts of rage to shoot him. I'm not going to say what he was saying. Shows Joseph Rosenbaum immediately after the incident with Rittenhouse was emotionally unhinged and ready to commit violence. Rosenbaum changed his appearance immediately before attacking Rittenhouse, indicating intent to avoid identification. Minutes later, 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse is fleeing from several people. The lead pursuer is Joseph Rosenbaum. Behind Rosenbaum is reporter Richard McGinnis. McGinnis testifies there were others moving towards Rittenhouse from behind him. Rosenbaum threw a plastic bag with what appears to be a full drink bottle in it at Kyle as he flees. As Kyle approaches a dead end blocked by a line of vehicles, a shot rings out, fired by a different rider, and he turns. Rosenbaum is closing fast and lunging to grab the barrel of Kyle's rifle, and he fires four quick shots, killing Rosenbaum at what appears to be arm's length distance. This is classic self-defense. There are several elements to self-defense. First, you must not have been the initiator of physical violence. And there is no evidence that Kyle initiated the violence. There's plenty of video showing that he didn't. There's no evidence he committed or provoked any violence before being pursued by Rosenbaum and the mob just before the shooting. Even if he had provoked violence, he regains his legal right to self-defense when he attempts to retreat from the situation. Kyle Rittenhouse was fleeing Rosenbaum and the mob. If Rosenbaum did not want violence, he merely had to stop chasing him. He didn't have to, no need to try to disarm him. The video of the incident is actually quite clear. Rosenbaum pursues Kyle, throws an object at him, then a shot is fired by someone else. Then Rittenhouse is slowed by the rows of cars and turns to see Rosenbaum near and rapidly closing the gap. Kyle brings up the rifle to fend off Rosenbaum and shoots him four times at very close range as Rosenbaum attempts to take the rifle from Kyle. And once again, Richard McGinnis is right there, and he says Rosenbaum was lunging to grab the barrel of the rifle. Second, the defender had to believe his life or bodily integrity is in danger. Many people had been severely beaten in previous riots. It would be hard to argue that Rosenbaum merely wanted to peacefully discuss current events with Kyle. Somebody's trying to disarm you after chasing you. You may reasonably believe they're not going to play nice after taking your rifle. Now, Kyle Rittenhouse couldn't have known a few things about this guy. This guy had a few things about him, though, that, we should know. We should talk about this. Joseph Rosenbaum was a registered sex offender and had a long criminal history of violence in prison. A jury should know that to explain why Rosenbaum would attack an innocent person for no apparent reason other than his personal rage. It's the sort of thing he had a history of doing. He did not have a visible weapon other than his hands and feet while he attempted to take the AR-15 from Kyle Rittenhouse. He would not have been unarmed once he took his rifle. He could not be legally armed with a firearm because he was a convicted felon. If he had taken the rifle, Rosenbaum could have been guilty of at least three felonies, battery, robbery, and felon in possession of a firearm. After shooting Rosenbaum, Rittenhouse retreats further, then circles around and carefully approaches Rosenbaum, who is on the ground. He wants to assist at that point, but McGinnis is already trying to give first aid. He's threatened by more members of the mob, and he runs toward police lines at that point. The left has somehow deluded themselves. If you shoot somebody who is violently attempting to disarm you, you lose your ability to defend yourself from other people violently attempting to disarm you. It is insanity as if people never commit crimes in concert or in mobs. If you go take a self-defense class, you're going to be told, especially armed self-defense, you're going to be told not to intervene in something that's in progress when you come up on it to where you don't know what's going on. People who attacked Rittenhouse a minute after he shot Rosenbaum did not know what had happened, whether Kyle was the victim or assailant. They did not know if he had shot anyone. Gage Grosskreutz, who later lunged at him with a semi-automatic pistol in his hand, asked Kyle if he had shot one. And he said he was going to get the police, and Kyle, he's halfway there. He only shot white people who were attacking him. Somebody's chasing you and attempts to violently take your defensive firearm. You're not obligated to wrestle them for the gun. You can shoot them to prevent them from disarming you. You'll just face a jury. And there are numerous cases as examples. A person who is attempting to illegally and violently disarm you is routinely considered a deadly threat by the courts. Wisconsin law did not forbid him from possessing the rifle, in spite of the false reading of the law by a politically motivated prosecutor. He is, in fact, right now, in America, where he is a political prisoner because he dared to defend himself against multiple attackers. And to avoid harm, his attackers had merely to allow him to leave their presence, which is exactly what he was trying to do. If they hadn't chased him, if they hadn't attacked him, if they hadn't tried to kill him with a gun, with a skateboard, nobody would have been shot. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is halting any further negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus bill until after the November 3rd election. Trump tweeted Tuesday afternoon that he'd instructed his representatives to stop negotiating until after he wins re-election, adding that he wants Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to focus full-time on confirming Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. The stock market reacted to the news negatively, with all three major indices sliding backwards in the final hour of trading. The Dow Jones Composite fell 1.3%, the Nasdaq dropped 1.6%, and the S&P 500 closed down 1.4%. and the Department of Health and Human Services is telling hospitals they need to comply with federal requirements on reporting data about COVID-19 and influenza patients or face losing federal funding. Hospitals will be given 14 weeks to comply before enforcement begins. This is USA Radio News. Tomorrow night's vice presidential debate will have a much different look than its predecessors, with plexiglass playing a major role. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has approved plans for plexiglass to be used in Wednesday's vice presidential debate amid mounting concerns about coronavirus transmission. Vice President Pence and Democratic VP nominee Kamala Harris will be separated by plexiglass. The Commission, along with medical consultants at the Cleveland Clinic, made the decision Monday after studying the airborne nature of the virus and as the number of positive cases in the White House continues to grow. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
And the Joint Chiefs of Staff are in quarantine after being exposed to a Coast Guard officer who tested positive. Admiral Charles Ray, Vice Commandant of the Coast Guard, tested positive for the virus on Tuesday, prompting the Joint Chiefs of Staff to quarantine at home. While Ray isn't a member of the Joint Chiefs, he had been at a number of Pentagon meetings with them last week. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Coming to you live. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And that's what it sounds like when you are getting over, I guess, bronchitis. Hope I am. Hope I'm over it. We'll see. We'll see. Now, attorneys for Kyle Rittenhouse are going to be in court this week, and they are scheduled to, they're going to go there to fight the extradition of him back to Wisconsin to stand trial. The lawyers for him, or this teenager, have consistently argued that their client was acting in self-defense when he shot and killed Joseph Rosenbaum, and continued to act in self-defense when he was attacked by Anthony Huber and Gage Grosskreutz as they pursued him as he was heading towards Kenosha police to turn himself in. The Washington Post ran a lengthy story over the weekend focusing on the lives of Rosenbaum, Huber, and Grosskreutz. But the largely sympathetic portrayal of the three men shot by Rittenhouse also provides more evidence that the teenager was acting in self-defense when he was attacked and pursued by a crowd on the streets of Kenosha. They report that Rosenbaum had been released from a Milwaukee hospital earlier that day after attempting suicide, and his already troubled life had been spiraling downwards in the months before the rioting in the city broke out after the shooting of Jacob Blake by Kenosha police. Rosenbaum and his fiancée had been homeless for much of the winter and spring before being placed in a motel by social services. We get this, Rosenbaum did odd jobs for the owner, who complained in an interview about his shoddy work. Aside from one supervised visit, he never saw the child for whom he had moved to Kenosha. He never saw, in June, he attempted suicide by overdosing on pills. A month later, his fiance confronted him about after finding pornography on his phone. He body slammed her, according to police, who took him to jail and then released him. One week later, Rosenbaum called a suicide crisis line. They found him vomiting and having convulsions outside of McDonald's. He spent a few days in the hospital, followed by a few more days in jail for violating the no-contact order with his former girlfriend. Then he was sent for more treatment to the mental hospital in Milwaukee. 2 hours before he was killed, Rosenbaum left his fiancée's motel room and caught a bus for downtown, where a second night of protests had erupted. His fiancée said he wasn't down there as a rioter or looter. When asked why was he there, she had no answer. She's still asking herself that. We might not know why he decided to head downtown, but according to the Post reporting, it sounds like he was agitated and aggressive throughout the evening. In videos from that night, Rosenbaum often appeared agitated. When a member of the Kenosha Guard, a self-proclaimed militia, pointed his gun at him, he became enraged and dared the man, who was white, to kill him. Several protesters tried to calm him down. One of them said, "You're going to get us all shot." At 11:45 p.m., Richie McGinnis, a reporter with the conservative Daily Caller, spotted Rosenbaum, his T-shirt wrapped around his head, chasing Rittenhouse down the street. It is unclear what provoked the confrontation, though Rittenhouse's attorney speculated in a video released last week that Rosenbaum may have mistaken the teenager for a similarly attired member of the Kenosha Guard he confronted earlier at the gas station. He pursued Rittenhouse down Sheridan Road and into the parking lot of a car dealership that would soon go up in flames. He threw his hospital bag at Rittenhouse, missing him, and charged at the teenager. Somebody nearby fired a shot. Somebody yelled something. Rosenbaum tried to grab Rittenhouse's rifle, and the teenager, who was just feet from Rosenbaum, began shooting, striking him in the back and groin. Another round grazed his head. In the seconds after the gunfire, Rittenhouse is caught on video trying to call a friend for help. Now, much of what is in that report matches up with the charging documents originally filed by prosecutors, who also describe the man yelling at Rittenhouse before he begins chasing him down the street. As Rittenhouse ran to try to escape Rosenbaum, others joined in the chase. Video from the scene shows one of the pursuers firing a shot into the air just seconds before Rosenbaum cornered Rittenhouse and tried to grab his rifle, which is when Rittenhouse fired the fatal shots. After shooting Rosenbaum, he then left the area and headed towards police, but was quickly pursued by the mob once again. And then we get this from the Washington Post. Another few yards, Rittenhouse stumbled and fell to the ground. An unidentified man ran toward him and delivered a flying kick. Rittenhouse fired at him but missed. Then came Huber, who swung a skateboard at his shoulder and reached for his rifle. Rittenhouse fired again, hitting Huber in the chest. Last came Grosskreutz, who ran toward Rittenhouse with his pistol drawn. Rittenhouse raised his rifle and shot. A round tore through his right bicep. Grosskreutz was screaming, "Medic," as he stumbled away. This story that the Post ran provides a whole lot of background on the three men shot by Rittenhouse, but it does nothing to advance the narrative put forth by the anti-gun activists and politicians like Biden that Rittenhouse was a white supremacist. That he was out looking for trouble when he headed to Kenosha. It sounds more to me like trouble found him in the form of Joseph Rosenbaum, a troubled man with a recent history of violence, who was off his medication for a bipolar disorder and was acting aggressively throughout the night of August 25th, even before he began chasing Rittenhouse down the dark street with others joining in the pursuit of the teenager. If you defend yourself once, you don't, you know, give up your rights to self-defense at that point. You can continue to defend yourself, you know? And I think there's a few Well, as many times as it's been pulled apart and talked about and discussed, and it's going to continue to go on. This is pure and simply wild overreach on the point of the prosecutor. Charging him with first-degree murder is basically making something out of whole cloth that doesn't really apply. And this is not justice. This is not going after justice. This is this kid. I would really love to hear how he's handling this. But he shot and killed two people in one night. I'd love to know how he had to handle that, because, you know, cops don't do that. Lots of cops don't do that. They don't have to go through all of that. So, and I haven't heard nothing about that, about his state of mind, how he's taking it. Kid's 17 years old. So, that's a concern of mine. There's lots of other concerns of mine with this, but I mean, it just boils down to this. Rosenbaum was the one that started this chain reaction. I don't know what would have happened if he had not been running to the police. I don't know who would have been pursuing him or whatever. But Rosenbaum was the one that started this. And this guy, he was homeless. He had tried to kill himself. Clearly troubled. Clearly agitated. He did run into the trouble he was looking for. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. I'm getting a little tired of the hand-wringing and all of the other stuff that's going on right now over the election and COVID-19 and everything else. I've had COVID-19. It is rough. Very few, you know. If you heard the CDC data that came out, the 9,600 number of the people that died purely from COVID-19, I know everybody's out there going, I don't believe that. Sometimes it's more fun to be afraid, I guess. And then there's the polls right now. I had John Lott on the show last week, and we were talking about the betting odds and the percentage for Joe Biden. 62%. That sounds really high, doesn't it? You know, Hillary Clinton was supposed to win in a landslide, too. New York Times gave her 85% chance of winning. Reuters gave her a 90% chance. ABC News gave her a 95% chance of being elected president. Just to bring you back to this. Here's some stuff, and let's look at, Nate Silver's 538. That's supposed to specialize in database journalism, but the site reported on Tuesday morning that Clinton had a 71.4% chance of winning the election. They were wrong about the outcome in major battleground states, including Florida, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Trump obviously won the election in addition to the individual states that were supposed to vote Clinton. I'm sure he's, L.A. Times, they had the Electoral College, 352 for Clinton, Trump, 186. Moody's Analytics, 332 Clinton, Trump, 206. Rothenberg and Gonzalez, Clinton, 323, Trump, 197. Sabato with the final crystal ball, Clinton, 322, Trump, 216. Princeton, for some reason, they only had it at 228 for Clinton, 164 for Trump. 538, Clinton 302, Trump 235. Fox News, Clinton 274, Trump 215. The New York Times, 85% chance of winning. Hypermind, Clinton 74% chance of winning. PredictWise, Clinton 89% chance of winning. Reuters 90%. ABC News 95%. On Monday, according to Real Clear Politics, Bloomberg gave Clinton +3, CBS News +4, Fox News +4, Reuters +3, ABC Washington Post +4, Monmouth +6. The Economist slash YouGov plus 4. Rasmussen plus 2. NBC News plus 6. One poll's consistently had an accurate snapshot of the electorate. The USC Dorn's Life LA Times Daybreak poll, but it was mocked by most political pundits and cable news talking heads as an outlier. They gave him Trump a significant chance to win over the past 4 months in that time. So that's what we had going on this time last time. And right now, we're now being told that Joe Biden has opened up a double-digit lead over Trump in the latest 2020 presidential election polling data. I'll tell you this. Biden hasn't peeled any Trump voters away from Trump. The Trump voters are going to vote for Trump. They're going to vote for Trump. And maybe some of these Trump voters are just sort of laying low. Even more so than they were in 2016. And who would blame them? Because if you're a Trump supporter, you get attacked. And one Gallup polling question may be shedding light on this phenomenon. When asked who's going to win the election, voters responded as follows. The majority of Americans predict Trump will win re-election, regardless of whom they personally support. 56% of Americans expect Trump to prevail over Biden in the November election, while 40% think Biden will win. Although majorities of partisans think their party's candidate will win, Republicans are more likely to believe Trump will win 90% than Democrats are to think Biden will win 73%. 56% of independents predict that Trump will win. Here we finally have a question that is asked the right way, where voters let their guards down and give a honest answer. Since the pollster didn't ask for whom they're voting, Trump voters may feel more at ease by subtly providing their real voting preference to a stranger via this indirect phrasing of the question. Since Antifa and other far-left groups have actively doxed and attacked Trump supporters, it makes sense that these voters would hesitate to answer the straightforward, whom are you voting for question truthfully. Although, if any of you listening right now, Antifa, I'm voting for Trump. Feel free to try to intimidate me. What is astounding is that this poll did not receive any attention from pro-Trump conservative media. And at this particular time when this was going out, you know, the president had just tested positive for the coronavirus and was being treated at Walter Reed Hospital. But even so, a 16-point gap in Trump's favor as to voters' feelings about the election result, that's significant and worthy of discussion. And if this polling question accurately reflects the electorate's mood, well, then the Biden/Harris campaign should be a little worried. The Biden-Harris campaign, they suffer from one thing that, you know, of course you're not going to hear about in the media. They don't have a lot of enthusiasm for these two. This is quite the odd couple. You had Harris, who was attacking Biden as a racist and a this and a that when they were running for president, and then he decides, hey, well, would you like to be my running mate? She said yes. So much for principle. We have the fake stream media relentlessly telling you that Biden has opened a wide lead and the outcome is essentially in the bag for Biden. And that enthusiasm gap could further negatively affect Democrat participation, just like it did in 2016. A lot of Democrat voters were told continuously that Hillary Clinton had a 90% plus chance of winning. Why go? She's got this. There's something out there that a lot of people refer to as the stealth Trump vote. And it's real. It's real. I believe it is real. And they're missing it. Will Gallup ask who voters think will win the presidential race again before Election Day? Because it would be interesting to see if the numbers change. I think what we're going to find is that the media have dropped the ball on electoral prognostication again. And if they have, okay, I just want to ask a favor. If they have dropped the ball again, please, everybody out there, stop worrying about what the polls say. I mean, you know, I'll sit right here and tell you all day long. There could be a chance that the polls are right, and Biden's just coasting. He's just going to coast right on in for the win. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to go vote. I'm in a state that is supposedly pretty safe for the president. He could only win South Carolina once. And it doesn't matter how many votes he gets out of South Carolina, he only gets the electoral votes, and that's what counts. And I'm going to do my part. I'm going to do my part in the fight. That's all I can do. This has always been a sham. It was a sham in 2016. It's a sham now. It's the same sham they foist upon us as gun owners. We're told over and over again we're criminals in waiting. We're told over and over again that they know better. And now we're being told over and over again that Joe Biden is leading. He's going to win. He's going to take. And they're telling us what he's going to do to us when he gets there. And we're just, I guess we're just supposed to take it. I'm not going to take it. I suspect you aren't either. Anyway, that's, just food for thought. We'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never, ever, 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 ever been about gun control. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.